Coming up this weekend, the final matches of the Australian Open tennis tournament. And for the first time since 1988, an Australian is in the men's final. Two Americans will play for the women's title. The Australian Open is the first major tournament of the year, and it's our first opportunity of 2005 to talk with Bud Collins of the Boston Globe. Welcome once again, Bud.
Robert, it's been a wonderful tournament. Very good for American women. Lindsay Davenport and a surprising Serena Williams, who hasn't done very well lately, crashing the final. But the last American guy was Andy Roddick and Leighton Hewitt, who's an oversized competitive ego beating in an undersized body, knocked off Andy Roddick 3-6, 7-6, 7-6, 6-1 on Friday night, and that was the last shot for the Americans.
He will play Murat Safin in the final?
That's right. That gigantic Russian, 6'5", Safin, has been in the final twice before, but I call him the headless horseman because he often forgets to bring his head to the matches. That's what happened to him in the two previous finals. But he's found his head. He's been playing magnificently, beating Roger Federer, who was practically conceded the title by everyone else.
Let's talk about the Australian in the men's final, Leighton Hewitt. He doesn't forget to bring his voice to the court with him.
Not at all. He can be obnoxious. He can be difficult, and he can even try to knock his opponent down, as he did with the Argentine David Nalbandian. I mean, literally. He is not everybody's cup of tea, but on the other hand, 20 million Australians admire his competitiveness, and I think I do too. And he has brought this island together. I think every one of the 20 million must have been watching in television, other than the 15,000 people who were in the arena when he ran Roddick out of town. And he is rambunctious, but he's won two majors. He won Wimbledon, he won the U.S. Open, and he's been living since he was about 5 years old and found out what tennis was to reclaim this Australian title for Australia.
Among the women, Serena Williams, as you say, is going to play against Lindsay Davenport. Williams had to survive a match against Sharapova.
She did indeed. It was a tremendous match. She was down three match points on the Russian 17-year-old serve, but Serena came through very well. And Serena has been resenting the comments that she is fading. Her sister Venus has declined. There's no doubt about that. But Serena has said she's had surgery. She's been ill. She certainly has been distracted by trying to become the next Katharine Hepburn, I guess, in her acting career. But she wants to let everybody know that she's still a fighter, and it looks as though she could reclaim this title, too.
Now, there's also something interesting happening in mixed doubles, especially for those of our listeners who are, well, on the older side, eh?
Well, the more mature side, Robert, right, let's put it that way. Because Martina Navratilova, who has won the mixed doubles 2 years ago to become the most mature player ever to win a major championship, is back in the final this year with a huge Belarus, a guy they call the Beast, Max Mirny. So she's got a chance to hang up yet another major title, something she started doing in 1978.
And she will be?
She will be 48 in October. Inspiration to all of us.
How's the weather down there?
The weather is terrific. It's been up to 100. They have a weather policy here. They have two retractable roof stadia, and when the thermometer hits 100, they close the roof and turn on the air conditioning. So that happened one day. But it's been anywhere from the 70s to the 90s.
Bud Collins, thanks a lot for talking with us from
Melbourne.
Thank
you, Robert.
Tennis correspondent Bud Collins of the Boston Globe and NBC talking to us from Melbourne at the Australian Open.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.